Lady Tudeiti Moxon has escalated her advocacy to the international stage, lodging a comprehensive complaint with multiple United Nations human rights bodies of what she describes as systemic and escalating harm to Tamariki Māori by the Crown. Thank you so much for joining us on the program once again. Lady Tudeiti, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
Ora. Well, the incursions on things we hold dear by this coalition government seems to know no bounds. And so I understand your level of frustration, Tudeiti, and for what it's worth, support the track of your challenges. What specific human rights concerns prompted you to submit this 17-page complaint to such a broad range of UN bodies? And might you be kind enough to list them for us, please?
Well, you know, UN human rights bodies, and there are quite a number of them, as you've already said, but probably too many to list. But however, the reason we're doing this is because we're just not getting anywhere here. We have tried so hard and so often and so many times through the Waitangi Tribunal, through reports from the Ombudsman, the Children's Commissioner, and as well as the Children's Monitor. All of them have been working to bring the standards of care up in Oranga Tamariki, and yet it still fails to meet the standards. And it doesn't matter what we have done. Over 66 years, there have been 22, we counted, different reports, 22 failed reports, including a report from our whānau ora. And if you would remember that there was a governance group that was set up by whānau ora, which included some of our very esteemed leaders, such as Tā Mason, Tariana Tudia, Nada Glavish, you know, and Eritana Tate Virangi, and the like. And I'll tell you, no matter what we do, how we do it, it just doesn't seem to want to change. They want to continue to treat our children as second-class citizens, and as alongside the rest of us, I guess, as second-class citizens in our own country. And that has to change. And that's why we're calling on the UN in its broadest possible sense to come and sort us out, because we won't, this government and successive governments have refused to do it.
As they have refused any advice from previous UN looks at how Māori are being treated here in Aotearoa. We've had special rapporteurs come through, of course, and critical of government's lack of recognition for the rights of us as First Nations peoples through not just a treaty but the UNDRIP as well, and then the government tending to ignore those recommendations. Frustrating as it is, we also have this issue of the government being guided by the coalition arrangement rather than what we would describe as legal and social norms. How do you sit with that? If it's part of the coalition agreement, it's rife to go. So even though it might transgress Māori rights, it seems to now superseding legislation and Waitangi Tribunal rights. How does that make you feel, Tudeiti?
Well, from my perspective, we've got a government who doesn't care. Who doesn't care about Māori, doesn't care about Te Tiriti o Waitangi, although on one hand they say they do, and on the other hand they do quite the opposite. As we can see with the removal of all these clauses from various pieces of legislation. And so on and on it goes. And I tell you what, if you've got a government that doesn't care, a government that is focused and only focused on economic achievement instead of what's going on with the people. You know, got plenty of money to throw around to extend our prisons, plenty of money to throw around to get more police on the beat, you know, plenty of money to to stop so-called criminals every which way but loose, but no money to actually support those people who really need it most. No money to support those people who are actually suffering, because when the cost of living goes up, so does crime. It just goes hand in hand, hand in glove. And yet here we are, still trying to make a little ends meet, and, you know, just trying to support people where they are, wherever they are. And this government is not helping one little bit with in relation to that. And so from my perspective, we have to, basically, my view is, let's put that money to better use. That we're putting into the bureaucracy, and most of the money doesn't go on those children. Those 6,000 babies that are in Oranga Tamariki in their care, which they're not caring for very well, may I say, and that last report of the Children's Monitor demonstrated that so very clearly, that it isn't working. And other reports have shown very clearly that it hasn't worked and it continues to fail. So what does that say to us? That says, oh, it's time for a change. And so that's what we're looking for here. We want a brave government to change it, to make it so that instead of us doing for our families, that they do for themselves. And by the support of the government, by the support of resources that they need, so they can be the best parents they can be to look after their own tamariki.
It's time for us to have a go. I noticed Winston taking a swipe at both Labor and National in his sort of speech to muster support yesterday in West Auckland. Well, just as he thinks it's time to give him a shot, surely a experienced politician like him would recognise too that we just seem to be going round in circles with our care for kids in state care, and it feels like it's time to give us, as Māori, a shot at doing what obviously mainstream efforts aren't doing, and that is helping these young people grow despite the difficult circumstances that they've been raised in. What would you say about Māori approaches to those 6,000 kids who are in care? How might they vastly differ from what we are witnessing now?
Well, you know, the thing for me is, if you heard those survivors speak who spoke before the inquiry into abuse, state and church abuse, you would hear them say they thought their parents didn't love them. They thought their parents gave them away. They thought their parents, didn't want them, and they tried to run away and go home, and then they were caught and taken back, and all sorts of horrific things that happened. Those things are traumatic things, and those things have never gone away. They still stand up today and tangi about that sense of loss, that sense of abandonment when they were children. And yet here we are, we continue to uphold a system that actually abandons our tamariki. And when they got to 18, what did they do? They cut them loose and said, you can go home now. And they said, go home where? Well, there was nowhere to go, because they didn't know who their whānau were. They didn't know where they came from. And again, you know, with the removal of 7AA from the Oranga Tamariki Act, you know, that doesn't mean to say at all that they have to look at whakapapa first, and they can look wherever they feel like it. You see, this is what happens to us, and we're treated as if we're a commodity and can be just pushed around here, put over there, you know, made to look good here, made to look good there, and then left, totally left. Well, the best people to look after their babies are their own families, their own mother and father in the first instance. And if they can't do it, then bring the whānau around. And, you know, the reason why a lot of our whānau are dysfunctional to a large degree isn't because they made themselves dysfunctional in the first place. It's simply because they have been beaten to a pulp through that pipeline of Oranga Tamariki, those youth residential justice services, and then prison, and then into what we are all grappling with now, mental health institutions. So you see, that's our pipeline. And how do you disrupt that pipeline? You stop it at the nub, at the beginning. That's where you stop it. And that's why we've done what we've done.
Tēnā koe. Well, we certainly will stay supportive and monitor the reaction to these challenges that you've put to the United Nations. It'd be wonderful to think that there are many organisations doing likewise, but I'm not surprised, bearing in mind your strong advocacy across a long time now, Tūraiti, that you thought to front foot this, and we are supportive of these types of challenges as a people, and we'll monitor the responses as well as we are responsible to do as a proud Māori broadcaster. Thanks so much for the efforts you're putting in there to effect change, and always neat to catch up with you. Just because I know there's always something interesting going on at Te Kōao Health. how is this hub working? Of course, it's relatively new, but there are many services now available, you know, under the one roof. I just wonder how you would describe where you're at as an organisation now.
Well, you know, we never stop, because Tino Rangatiratanga doesn't begin and end with a one thing. Tino Rangatiratanga is about uplifting everyone, and we will never stop until everyone has been uplifted. And it's not us doing for them, you know, doing for whānau. It's for whānau doing for themselves. And so we continue to, on that other, we continue to grow and to ensure that our people are getting the best possible services. We are looking at a dementia service, for respite service for our elderly or older people who are in need, to give whānau a break. And we've been working together with the Selwyn Foundation on that little project, and we're going to be doing some renovations to that at the moment. So that's sort of our next big step. But it never stops, you know, when you're working with whānau. And I tell you what, some of the stories, we had a mama come in just the other day, and she was saying, and as part of our whānau order voices, if you like, and she said very clearly that, you know, she was in a very violent relationship for 15 years. She got out of that. And then she has 5 children, and she's been working hard with her children, and she's just loved being a part of our team, because they become part of the team. It's not just about us doing to them, right? And so she was saying that she got some advice from her kaiarahi, her whānau order worker, and the advice was, oh, maybe they should, because she was concerned about their schooling. And the advice was, maybe they should go to, you know, change schools. She changed the school, and the first thing she said was their whole wairua changed. Their whole wairua, her babies, were just so happy, and they were helping around the house, they were brushing their teeth, they were doing a whole lot of things that she was found difficult to get them to do. But there they were, they just came alive, and that's the beauty of what we offer ourselves, and there is, and not just in education, but right across the board when we do it for ourselves.
Thank you so much once again for joining us on the program, Te Tohene. Mihi ana kia koe, and kia ka, kia mā, kia mana wanui. Thank you so much, Tūraiti.
Kia ora koe.
Kia ora rawatū koe.